bringing Christ to the nation.
La hora Luterana.
路德小时。
Tribune de Jesus Cristo.
Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
Today's international devotion was authored by Lebanon's Michael Matar. Michael has experienced an eventful life with his early years being touched by drugs, alcohol, and the occult. In Lebanon, Michael is a well-known musician with several CDs to his credit. In 1989, he was touched by the love and forgiveness of Jesus. When he started reading the Word of God on a daily basis, his addiction and perverse lifestyle were over. Since then, he has never looked back. After his conversion, Michael studied all our Bible correspondent courses and became a close friend of MELM. Today, Michael has dedicated his life, his music, and his talents in the service of the Lord. A text for our devotion from the 8th chapter of Romans. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called, and those whom he called, he also justified, and those whom he justified, he also glorified. Many people think that the first as well as the final work of the Lord is the forgiving of our many sins and the saving of our souls. Even as we offer our unending thanks for these blood-bought gifts of God, we also recognize there is more to the Lord's work than the forgiving of our sins and granting us our adoption into the family of faith. In St. Paul's letter to the church at Rome, the apostle tells us that the Holy Spirit is constantly bringing us into compliance with the image of God's Son. When I first heard those words, I wondered how any sinner saint could ever hope to be conformed to Jesus' image. Then I realized a person can either believe in Jesus the Savior, or he can believe in Jesus the religion. There is a difference between the two. Faith in a religion can be very well organized, but it can also be dead. But faith in the risen Redeemer is also a living thing. Faith in Jesus brings repentance, love, joy, and faith into our lives, into our hearts, and into our character. That means we should, as much as we are able, be Christ-like in our character. This change of character is not a thing which is begun and completed in the moment we become followers of the Christ. No, even as repentance is an ongoing activity of the saved Christian, so also is living our daily lives in a way which glorifies Jesus and brings us into increasing compliance with our Heavenly Father's wishes. To that end, we pray to be given insight, so that we may recognize those things in our lives which need to be changed. Little wonder God's Word says, "When we are in Christ, we are a new creation." When the Lord sets His standard before us in this way, inevitably we welcome the opportunity to be transformed and changed because, when Jesus is set as our divine example, everything about us will need to be changed. We pray. Father, we pray that You will continue to remake us into proper servants of the Savior. Through Your Holy Spirit, may we forsake sin and be transformed into the likeness of our Redeemer, Jesus. He is our glorious servant and humble King, and it is in His name that this prayer is offered. Amen.